morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. We are checking into our horticulture and home pest news again this week. And if you are looking for indoor tasks you can do as the temperatures drop outdoors, you may be looking to store and organize your leftover flower and vegetable seeds. Many people buy vegetable or flower seeds and don't quite use all of them in their garden space. If stored properly, the seeds of many vegetables and flowers will remain viable for planting for 2 to 3 years. The ideal storage conditions are keeping the seeds cool and dry. It's best to keep the seeds in their original packets so their identity is not lost, if possible. Fold over the ends of open seed packets, then place in a tightly sealed jar or plastic-lidded coffee can. You may want to use a desiccant to remove excess moisture or keep the seeds from getting moldy. One of the best ways to do this is using uncooked white rice. It's an easy-to-find desiccant that can be picked up at any grocery store. Fully dry the rice by baking it in an oven at 220 degrees Fahrenheit for several hours. Remove and immediately seal in a jar to prevent it from absorbing moisture. Place 5 times the weight of rice to seeds in a jar and seal the envelopes of seeds in the jar with the rice. Replace the rice each growing season or when it is no longer dry. You can also use powdered milk. Place 1 to 2 tablespoons of powdered milk in a small envelope and place the envelope in the container. The powdered milk will absorb the moisture from the air inside the container and keep the seeds dry. And again, you would want to make sure none of that spills out and replace that every year or as it becomes damp. You can also use silica gel, found at many craft stores. Put an amount of silica gel equal to the weight of the seeds in a separate envelope and store in the sealed container with the envelopes of seed. Do not store seeds long-term with silica gel, as sometimes it can dry them out too much. Remove the silica gel after a couple of weeks and reseal the jar. You'd want to place that tightly sealed container in the refrigerator or other cool location where the temperatures do not fluctuate that much, such as a root cellar or a cool basement closet. Another popular yard and garden topic this time of year is holiday plants, and we're talking about poinsettias today. Colorful plants in the home is one of the best parts of the holiday season. However, holiday plants such as poinsettias do require special care to reach their full potential. If you are purchasing a poinsettia, you want to choose a well-shaped plant with dark green foliage and well-colored bracts. The colorful parts of the poinsettia, commonly referred to the flowers, are actually the modified leaves or bracts. The true flowers are yellow to green button-like growths located in the center of the bracts. The true flowers should be shedding little or no pollen. You do want to avoid poinsettias with wilted foliage, broken stems, or few leaves. Poinsettias are available in a wide range of colors, with red being the most popular, but they're also available in a wide variety from burgundy to pink to salmon, white, cream, and even gold. There's also bicolored, marbled, and speckled poinsettias. And again, these colorful parts of the poinsettias are the bracts, or modified leaves. To get your poinsettia home, place it in a plant sleeve or carefully wrap it before transporting it home or to a location if you're planning on gifting poinsettias this year. Exposing the plant to freezing temperatures, even for a few minutes, may cause the bracts and leaves to blacken and drop. As soon as you arrive at your location, unwrap the poinsettia and place it near a sunny window or other well-lit location. To avoid injury, don't let the plant touch the cold window pane and keep the poinsettia away from cold drafts or excessive heat sources. Poinsettias prefer temperatures between 60 and 70 degrees Fahrenheit. Water needs can be determined with your finger. Check the potting soil frequently, and when the soil surface becomes dry to the touch, water until water begins to flow out the bottom of the pot. The key to watering a poinsettia is frequently checking the moisture content of the potting soil. Once you determine that it needs watered, water until the water begins to flow out of the bottom of the pot and then discard any extra water. Many poinsettias purchased this time of year are set inside decorative foil pot covers. When watering those plants, carefully remove the pot covering, water the plant in the sink, and then drop the poinsettia back into the pot cover once the water is done draining out of the bottom. Both overwatering and underwatering can cause problems for poinsettias. Overwatered plants will cause lower leaves to turn yellow and drop, and they may also develop root rot. Dry plants will wilt and drop leaves prematurely. When given good care, a poinsettia should remain attractive for several weeks well after the Christmas and New Year's holidays, sometimes for as long as 2 to 3 months. Once the poinsettia has passed this time frame and begins to decline, you can dispose of the poinsettia when you tire of it or it becomes unattractive. If there are home gardeners who enjoy a challenge, it is possible to get poinsettias to bloom again next season. You can find the full information for how to do that in the Horticulture and Home Pest News. It does require a little bit of work and regularly moving and pruning the plant to get it to look like it did when you bought it the first time. Also, a common myth that poinsettias are poisonous. Research conducted at various institutions has shown that poinsettias are not poisonous. However, it is not intended for human or animal consumption, and you are still advised to keep the poinsettia out of the reach of small children and pets. One potential problem that may arise is skin irritation. When poinsettia stems are cut or broken, they often ooze a milky sap from the wound. Some individuals may develop a skin irritation if this milky sap comes in contact with their skin. So again, when taken care of, poinsettias can last for 2 to 3 months and keep your home looking festive well beyond the holidays. All of that information and more can be found on the online ISU Extension Horticulture and Home Pest News page. I encourage you to subscribe to the Horticulture and Home Pest News if you don't already. Get regular garden updates delivered directly to your inbox. You can also find updated information and resources from Iowa State University Extension on their website or local information on the Cass County Extension website. You can also follow Extension on social media and follow Cass County Extension for local updates on our social media channels as well. You're always welcome to give us a call, 712-243-1132, or stop by the Cass County Extension office on the fairgrounds in Atlantic. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.